had an alif after the first, the second one. First, the middle one will be pronounced as a double. That's something on top of it, you will see a little thing like that, means this will be accentuated as if it is double. Here, you don't have the doer of that stuff. You have the person who professionally is doing it. Professional doer of that work. Like working with wood and a carpenter, which is known by working with that work, right? If you add this, some mim at the beginning and some vav between the second and the third one, you will find the fellow that did action will happen too. Or the thing that the action will happen to it. And over there, you will see all the words that is coming from it. The first one, you will see that mim and that vav in red. For Iranians, this is very easy, because when they look at this charter, they know one of those words, and that one is enough to know them all. Because you know that one, you eliminate that red part of it, then you have the source, and from the source it could be all the family of this word. So you know the family, you know the meaning of this, because you know how it started, and it's based upon what? That three characters only. Then you could add something like that. This will give you the place or the tool that that action actually will happen. That thing will happen over there. Then so on, so forth. And with this, only this, which you learn only a couple of them to remember the musicality. Then they will tell you some word you never heard of. You listen to musicality, it fits in one of these. If you read this one correctly, it will fit in that one. And you search your brain about that word. You will find one of them. Then you construct the rest of it. That's the way I could read Arabic, the only word. I never learned that language really good, and I cannot talk, but I could read. Even facing the word I have never seen, because in Farsi I'll find one word for it, because we use all those words in Persian language. Even you can do it. Now imagine I have a lot of Iranian students, they don't play this game. And without this, no Iranian could be really literate. Because to know the language, this is just one part of that language. And we do with these things, the things that we wish. For example, they have a way to make a word negative. We take that word and we use the Persian way to make it negative. So we have two negatives, so one positive over there. See, that's how the language is enriched somehow, absorbing everything, not eliminating. This is a very simple game that you could play with that language. That one, it's like this. Just playing with this, you will learn a lot of Arabic. Of course, his presence will help.
So what is this word?
Fi'l.
Which means?
Verb.
Oh, okay.
Means verb. And in addition to verb, it has some
action.
Other things.
You mean do, it's also
doing.
Like
to do. Okay.
To do. Action. The source of action, doing.
Faire en français.
Faire.
Oui. Okay.
To do. And all the words will be built upon that. The doer, the one that is the subject of this deed, and all that. This is the only language that the verb is actually a verb. In your language, the verb is a noun. It's not a verb. Do you verb? You never verb. Because you cannot verb. Verb is not a verb. Right? In our language it is. That itself is a main verb. And it will be used plentifully. Although, for doing, you have another word, which is amal. Amal is the doing of a human being, normally. But they overlap, and you could play with fe'el and amal in a very amazing way. That's the language, and that was the game. Let's go back to the story. Where are we? We are in the middle of the story. What are we doing? We are sitting down here and analyzing this story, and I'm spending a lot of time at the beginning, because I believe if you learn it at the beginning, you know it, then there is no learning. If you don't, you don't. That's what happened to me. That wasn't my way of learning it. So it is a little bit slow at the beginning for you. I have a lot of good books to suggest you read at the site and not to be bored. What should you do about these stories? Please do not forget, we are trying to tell the story, and we try to tell it well. We'll try our best. We'll put our heart in it. But that will not guarantee the success. It never does. Although success is never guaranteed for us, but to improve the chance, you have to participate, to do something. And that something is not to be very clever and very intelligent. You don't need it that much. Because here we are not talking about those subjects. What is the best thing you could do? You give me a guess.
Classical mentalism.
No, it's simpler to think, remember, whatever the answer is, a 6-year-old boy, very clever, nonsense guy over there, no doubt, he has always the best answer. Because that's how it works. Everything is simple. If we are trying our best to be a good storyteller and put our heart in it, we should do the same. Be a very good story listener and put your heart in it. How? Story is the tool we are working with. You're going to sit down here for years and hear someone telling you these stories, and all of it together are making this book, and you have to know them all somehow. How are you going to do it? There is only one way to do it. Before it gets too much that may frighten you, whenever you have the chance, now you have the last week of the month, go through what the story was. Go through it. We in Arabic and in Persian, we call it pages. Just go through pages. Look at it. Normally it will grab you somewhere, some point of it that you don't know. You don't remember that good. Or you remember that there was a tricky part over there. Some words with different meanings and things like that. Read it again. And do not read it as a logical text. As a story. To remember the story and keep your feeling about this story. Because the stories we are telling you